is Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the CAR Firearms Group Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, here we go. Second hour of Armed American Radio in full swing. Hour one already in the books. These hours fly right by. So buckle down. We covered a lot of ground with Alan Gottlieb, and we perfectly timed out, as we always do with Patricia Huff from Gunbroker, the over-under. New and used, and the pump shotgun new and used categories, and the best sellers over there at gunbroker.com. Of course, this studio will turn into and revert to the gunbroker.com studios Monday through Friday for Armed American Radio's daily defense on dozens of radio stations around the country, 6 days a week, all of it presented by X Insurance. We have a lot to cover with AWR Hawkins today from Breitbart News. And right before I go to AWR, who is on the line with us now, Greg, welcome in. We were so busy in that first hour, I really didn't get a chance to jump in with you. How you doing down in Dallas, Texas, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Not a problem. I'm always willing to step aside for the real talent.
The real talent. Boy, that Alan Gottlieb is that real talent. Let's face it.
Him and Patricia both.
Yeah, and then when you've got that back-to-back like that, that's just a 1-2 punch. Absolutely love it. AWR Hawkins provides the third punch. You know what it is, three strikes.
Speaking
of real talent, AWR Hawkins, we've got a lot of really cool drops coming in and out of the breaks from you now, brother. How you doing at Breitbart News, my man?
I'm doing great, Mark. Great to be with you.
We have a lot to talk about today. Let's start with Buffalo. You've already penned a couple pieces on this. Let's go back to the beginning. When the story first broke, yet again, we tend not to know a lot. So I sit back and just watch this stuff unfold. But this unfolded unusually quick, didn't it? That was my observation. Am I wrong about that? We saw a lot of info come out fairly fast on this, AWR. Any theories as to why?
Yeah, it did come out fast. Well,
it did.
One reason, practically speaking, is because the guy live streamed his attack. So I think they had to get ahead of that, or wanted to, and I think that pushed that. I think another reason is the guy had allegedly written that he had some animosity toward minorities or toward black people. I can't put words in his mouth. I don't remember how he wrote it, but and so when something like that happens, it goes right to the establishment media's template, and that's going to hit the surface quick. And so I think those two things together are really what happened. It caused the quick release of all that information.
Yeah, and let's be honest here, AWR. This also falls, as you said, falls right into the mainstream media template. They're quick to jump on this, as they always are. And I agree with you. I believe that's why they did. Now, with all due respect, this kid is obviously a racist scumbag who deserves everything he's going to get. I just wish justice would move a little bit quicker in cases like this, AWR. You know, that stream stayed up live for 2 solid minutes. And we know what can happen in 2 minutes before the cops get there. So 2 minutes is a long time to have something like this live streamed. And from what we understand, maybe you can let us know or confirm here. But the talk is that this kid had been planning this for months, and that, yet again, he was on the state police radar previously for threatening his school.
Right, and he was on the radar of law enforcement for something he had done in high school, or written, I should say, in high school. So, yeah, same situation, very similar in that way to what we would say when we saw the Parkland shooter. But, you know, so he was on radar. They didn't do anything. Then he purchases a gun legally and uses it criminally. It's what do they want? They want more gun control. Well, I'm not sure that's how it's going to work because, number one, New York is the third most stringent state for gun control already. Number two, you had all your things in place and you didn't nab him beforehand. Number three, in addition to all that, one of New York's gun controls is a red flag law. That wasn't triggered either. So you got gun control after gun control after gun control. You've got policy after policy after policy. And so I would tend to believe that just because policymakers or enforcers failed, it doesn't mean that we need gun control now for 100 million gun owners across the country.
No, but we know that's what they're calling for. They're going to campaign on it. And when you have now on the heels of this, we have a breaking story out in California. I don't know enough about it. Maybe you do. But here again is another 1-2 punch. And sadly, guys, I'm going to predict there's going to be a third because the media hunts this stuff down. Now, they won't go to Chicago, AWR, and they won't cover the mass shootings that happen every single day in Chicago. They won't cover it, but they will find other stories so that they can keep this in the news cycle. Isn't that true?
Yeah, very true. Chicago's of no interest to them.
Yeah, and, you know, we have a case right now in Chicago, AWR, where Lori Lightfoot is out running her gator about she's got a plan to stop these shootings, but she focused in on one teenage kid in a popular park in Chicago and literally ignored the gang violence that you and I have covered for years on Armed American Radio that now amounts to thousands of stadiums full of individuals that you and I have covered over the years, and she will ignore that as well, and the media will not press her on it, will they?
No, there won't be any pressing, that's a fact.
So that begs this question, because you and I talk about these things with the benefit of hindsight, and when the left comes out with their push for gun control, we can checkmate them easily, because yet again, we have a kid who bought his gun legally, he doesn't seem to fit the profile, and the guy was in a mental ward. The state police knew who he was. He threatened to do this. They now know he was planning it. So we have the benefit of hindsight. They're going to go after gun control that we know doesn't work. Let's go back even further. How do you, because now it's obvious that it was, again, human error. I don't think this can ever be stopped, like Gottlieb said. I just don't think we do not have the benefit of ESP. We just don't have it, AWR. So what do we do?
You arm up. I mean, like, you do a mental check and you think, okay, now what if I'm in the hardware store today and I hear shots toward the front of the store? I've got to find a defensive position, got to get my bearings, try to get somewhere where I can both see and be unseen, and I have to hold that position. And if he comes my way, I shoot. But, I'm not going to go hunting for him. That's a dead man's game. But I'm going to get that position. I'm going to hold it, keep my family safe, keep my wits about me. You got to go through these things in your mind. You got to avoid fatal funnels. You don't walk down any hallways or corridors. You do that, you're just asking to be 6 foot under. And you go through these things in your mind, and not in a braggadocious, I'll react better than they did manner. No. You just go, how will I react? Let's get it right. Let's run through it. Let's practice scenarios. Let's do it. And that's how you respond to this, because if you respond to this by going, oh, we're going to take more guns away from more law-abiding citizens, you're right. Stupid. Because there are 430 million plus guns in this country. 430 million. And so you think if you take 150 away tomorrow, you're going to make people safer? No, all you're going to do is make those 150 people less safe.
Yeah, and in this particular case, I mean, first off, to go to your advice, we should be doing these things every single day, should we not? I do. I don't go anywhere. I can't tell you how many times I've walked into a restaurant with friends, and the first question is, everybody know how to get out of here if we have to? And that's not just in the event of an attack or something. Like, that's also just prudent. It could be a fire. It could be anything that happens. But nonetheless, these are things that we should be doing and practicing every single day, right? Isn't that what keeps us ahead of this game, at least as best as we can be?
Right, right. Yeah, I've got friends who go to restaurants together. Even if I'm driving, so I might let them out at the door, I park, then I come in. They save me a seat on the side where my back's to the wall. And because they know through the years, that's where I always sit. And I sit there so I can look across that restaurant. As you're saying, I take in exits, but I can also watch who's coming in. Do they have something under their coat? What's going on? Those kind of things. No, and it's not paranoia. I live a very happy life, but I keep my eyes open because there are a million ways to die, probably a million to one. And but the way I don't want to die is I don't want to die at the hands of some bully punk who comes in with his gun and he decides he's going to pronounce the last day for some folks. What I want to do if he does that is put a bullet in his forehead and then finish my dinner. That's what I'm going to do.
You know, well said, man. I think that's our newest drop, Greg. There you go, right there. Because that's just prudent thinking. And as you know, AWR, and first let me say this, you do live a happy life. I know that for a fact. But AW, great wisdom from AWR Hawkins. When we come back, I want to ask him a question about the fact that we did have somebody shoot at the guy, and I want to get his perspective. Well, because the left is going to use it to see somebody did have a gun, and it didn't matter. We'll be right back with AWR Hawkins.
He went to work, and that's that.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business, but what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com, and you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free, always will be.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome back inside the Carr Firearms Group studios with me, Mark Walters, here on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey microphone powered by X Insurance. And you just heard DefenderCoffee.com. I just gave Greg, my parents, a five-pound bag. They just got back from Florida yesterday, and I handed them a five-pound bag of Defender Coffee. They loved it. My dad says, how much do I owe you for this? I said, you don't owe me anything. You're my dad.
Well, of course.
5 pounds, $17.76, organic roast. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. Remember that all of this is presented by X Insurance. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. We've got one more segment with my man, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I don't think I've seen anybody write about this as much as you. I think you've got about seven stories on this. But there's one thing I want to talk with you about, because you quote in your latest piece, which is titled at Breitbart News, Buffalo resident, armed, law-abiding citizens, key to ending mass shootings. And you quote him, it's ridiculous and something has to change from the bottom to the top. If they're not going to do something, we have to do something. I feel bad for the people that was in there, because after the security guard got shot, the attacker was shooting people still. If more people were armed and knew what they were doing with a gun, because it's not the gun, it's the person with the gun that don't know how to act. AWR, the left is already on this. See, the security guard, well-trained, a cop, had a gun, and he couldn't stop it. My suggestion is, if other people were there, he slowed the guy down. Unfortunately, he was shot because he didn't realize the guy had body armor on. And if someone else had been in there armed, probably could have put that bullet in his forehead and then gone home for dinner, as well as a bunch of other people. Isn't this what we have to do? Isn't this why we have to arm up? Isn't this why we need more armed people out there, AWR?
Right. And you could start by countering them by going to the absurd point. You just say, hey, if someone suffocates to death, is that a good argument for the fact that we don't need air? Why do we need air? This one person suffocated to death. Why should I be sure you have air? You just start right there, and they'll see how stupid this is. Because what they're saying is, because the security guard died, because he had a fighting chance but didn't live, then no one deserves a fighting chance. That's what they're saying. We need to turn it on them. And I say, long live the memory of Aaron Salter Jr., that security guard.
It's well said. I'm going to let that one stand on its own. Simply because that individual had a fighting chance and didn't survive does not mean that the other 10 people in there that were killed did not deserve also a fighting chance. Go ahead.
No, and to your point directly, the Buffalo police chief was very clear that he said, we, using the inclusive for he and his fellow law enforcement, we believe that he saved lives. And, of course, you know, you have to think. Now, the left doesn't understand this, because the left is comprised of a bunch of mouth breathers that don't know the difference between Thousand Island dressing and a spark plug. I have no respect for it. But I'm going to tell you right now, what happens when that guy opens fire on that shooter is that shooter has to lock his attention on that guard. At that point, mamas with babies can get away. At that point, small kids who are petrified, their dads can grab their hand and pull them to safety. At that point, people live.
I'm leaving it at that.
Kudos to the family of Aaron Salter Jr., and I hate the left. I'm on record saying it.
No, I'm with you 100%. You know that. And you are right, as is the Buffalo police chief. He did save lives. There's no question about it, because the killer was forced to engage. Unfortunately, Salter did not survive the encounter. However, I feel confident, as the Buffalo police chief does, that others lived, and it is just a shame that someone else was not in there able to, as you said, put one in his forehead and end this. And that is exactly what has to happen. Now, we've got the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case, AWR, coming up in a matter of what could be days. I'm going to call it days anyway, because it is days. It's going to be out here within 5 weeks. And hopefully we will see more lawfully armed residents. I guarantee you, you will begin seeing an uptick in permit applications, et cetera, in this particular area. No doubt about it. Or just more people carrying their guns saying, you know what? I'm a law abiding citizen. I've had enough of this. Absolutely had enough. What do we know about California? Let's shift over to the left coast briefly. What can you tell us about the church shooting? Anything at all?
Now, see, this is a little different because it doesn't fit the template. So the news is coming out slow. Now, they suggest, this is only a suggestion, reports suggest that the shooter may have been an Asian man in his 60s. Now, what's important about that is that they suggest many in the congregation were Asian. Again, these are suggestions by the media, nothing confirmed. But, Mark, to your point, yesterday we had instant information, so we're not getting information that fast. A piece I have that's about to go up on Breitbart that I find lovely and entertaining is that when the cops showed up, the shooter was already hogtied with an extension cord. I mean, I can't tell you the way that warms my cold conservative heart to think that they might have made that cord tight enough that his feet and hands were blue. And I hope before the cops got there, they spit all over his hair and face, because this animal opened fire on them. He wounded five. He killed one. Four of the wounded are critically wounded. So that fatal number could go up.
Yeah.
So what has to happen is, far from, and you'll notice, I have not reported the shooter's name in Buffalo, and I will not. I will not report this animal's name in California. But what they need to realize one day is, wait, hold up. I'm not going to get celebrity status out of this. What I'm going to get is pummeled and beaten and hogtied like an animal. And until the police show up, these people are going to urinate and defecate on me and kick me until I lose consciousness. That's what needs to happen in these incidents. And these people need to know there's no glory in this. I'm going to change occupations.
You know, you are spot on. You are spot on. And I'm going to go as far as saying, because this kid in New York put the rifle to his neck, I'm glad he didn't pull the trigger. I'm glad he didn't pull the trigger. He's going to live a very brutal what's left of his life. He's not going to see his 50s. He's not going to see his 30s, I don't believe. And he's going to live in hell where he belongs. When you've got people like this that are dead to rights, the hell with the trial. Give him his trial. Make him feel good. Satisfy the judicial system. And then hang this kid and do it in the public square. Until we start getting serious about this stuff, you're right. As long as until we make it difficult for these people to a point that they decide to change occupations, like you just said, so brutally honest, it's going to continue. And in a place like California, AWR, where it's so gun controlled, we see it time after time. They just keep getting away with it, brother. They just keep getting away with it. But I hope to God you're right. It didn't take the Buffalo mayor long to push for sensible gun control and gun safety, did it?
No, and that's sad. I had a little respect for him on Saturday with the way he spoke. I thought he did such a good job. Byron Brown, I really did think he did a great job. I'm going to give him kudos, but it was all over today. Here he comes today. Now we need more gun control. Name a gun control New York doesn't have. That's what I would ask him were I speaking with him. I'd say, Mayor Brown, name one gun control your state doesn't have. I mean, and it would be dead air, be dead silence. It would be very awkward.
He'll say something stupid about enhancing background checks or something idiotic. Yeah. Because at that point, he becomes what we know he is, just another Democrat moron. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Love the segments today. Thank you. Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins. This is what you get. We love bringing his stories to life in his own voice on Armed American Radio. Jessica Jarvis, North American Arms, next. Don't go away.
What I want to do if he does that is put a bullet in his forehead and then finish my dinner.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Armed American Radio's Car Firearms Group studios lit up for you. The Lead Slinger's Mike busting out on hundreds of radio stations across the country, coast to coast, all four corners of this beautiful country. We've got our problems, but freedom will always prevail. Freedom will always prevail. You remember that. And we're going to get a dose of freedom coming up with the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association case in the very, very, very near future as well. Looking at about 4 to 6 weeks on that, but you never know. Maybe the court is upset enough about what happened with the leak that they let it out a little bit early. Not so sure about that, doubt it, but you never know. We can hope for it, right? Please make it a point to utilize all of our partners. Make sure to visit them if you would. Lead Slingers Whiskey. This is the Lead Slingers mic. Car Firearms Group Studios. Justin, the CEO of Car Arms, will be here in the next hour, and that's going to be a wild hour. You don't want to miss it. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is AAR. Crossbreed Super Tuck will be on the Crossbreed mic tomorrow in Armed American Radio's Daily Defense on the, in the GunBroker.com studios on that Crossbreed mic. Daniel Defense, 100 Warfighter Way, Black Creek, Georgia. Daniel Defense, an entire lineup of the best made right here in America. DanielDefense.com. Do yourself a solid and get on that email list. You will love it. I promise you, you'll be waiting for those emails to come in. The coolest stuff made in America right here at DanielDefense.com. And let's not forget the DoubleDFoundation.org. I mentioned GunBroker.com, MyPillow. The buy one, get one's going on over there. Take advantage of it. Show them that you support them for supporting gun rights and supporting this program specifically. It's simple. Buy something at MyPillow. Use the promo code AAR. It is that easy. I mentioned also GunBroker.com. And I mentioned, I didn't mention yet, Bursa and HeavensHarvest.com. Peace of mind. Do you have it yet? Getting tired of the grocery shelves? Get some peace of mind. Pick up a 30-day supply entree bucket over there, about $185 in $183, $184 in that range. And guess what? Peace of mind. You sleep at night. Use the promo code AAR. They ship it for free. We got a whole bunch of those new Pelican cases in. Use the promo code CASE case, and bam, you've got a Pelican pistol case. And let's not forget our newest partner, second hour on the microphone on the Daily Defense, FortWorthArmory.com. Three W's and a dot, Fort Worth Armory. Spell out Fort, F-O-R-T, WorthArmory.com. They've got new 9mm 124 grain in there, and they've got the 223. My purchase is ready to go. I will do it live on the program in the next half hour or so. I'm picking up another 300 rounds. I'm telling you, I'm having fun over there. FortWorthArmory.com. Add to your ammo stash. Let's now go to North American Arms, another longtime great partner of Armed American Radio, Jessica Jarvis. Jessica, how you doing?
I am doing fabulous, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing woundabah. It's great to have you here finally. We've been going back and forth for a couple weeks, and here we are. We make it. So everything's
finally
good out there in Utah, right?
Everything's great. If we quit snowing, we'd be even better.
Is it snowing really out there? You're not far from Exenshurst.
It has.
Well, you're up. I guess you're up kind of high. Tell everybody where you are and where North American Arms is in Utah.
North American Arms is based out of Provo, Utah, which is about central Utah. And I'm just a few minutes south of it. But we get hit every once in a while in May with some snow.
Yeah, but Utah, it's so pretty, though, out there in the snow. And Utah knows how to live in the snow.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes.
They really do. But I know you're ready for it. It is May, right? You got to be thinking, oh, my gosh, come on, let's get some heat going here. That will happen soon enough. And then it will be, oh, my gosh, it's so hot. Funny how that works.
Jessica, okay. I don't complain about the heat.
No, definitely not. So a press release went out about a week and a half ago. It's some interesting news. Now, I know Sandy well. I know the company well. I have a ton of your products. Love the North American Arms Mini Revolvers. I'm a huge fan, as you know, for many, many years. But there's an ownership change, right? That's what the press release mentioned. What's happening?
There was, So it's actually been in place now for since the beginning of 2021. Ken Frill retired in April, and we've just kind of been putting everything in motion. And now Mike Griffin is our new COO and president.
And the let me say it this way. The company is now going to be employee-owned, right?
Correct.
Okay, I guess that's highly anticipated by the employees. That's a good move, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, that's new to most of us there at the company, so it'll be interesting to see kind of how it plays out, and we all plan to, you know, expansion. You know, we're fixing things that haven't been fixed, and, you know, kind of doing some updates around the shop and machines and trying to, you know, do the best we can with QC and all of that.
Well, it's going to be fun to watch play out, because the product lineup at North American Arms can only get better and better and better. And let's talk a little bit about some of those products. And then in the next segment, we'll have some fun talking about some current events and get your take on that. But let's focus specifically on North American Arms. As you know, I've got about, I think, 8 North American Arms revolvers, and I've also got a little Guardian. So I've got a pretty good arsenal of North American Arms, and I've made this clear over the years. I never leave home without one of them. And the Sidewinder is generally the one that I generally carry all the time. If you see me and you can't tell I'm carrying a gun, I'm carrying a Sidewinder. I don't care if it's to the pool because they're that cool. What's new on the docket over there now? There's always something cooking at North American Arms. Do we have anything coming up new that we're going to see maybe in January at SHOT or anything else that's going to be debuted?
Well, we're doing a fun little Independence Day gun. It's just based off of our sheriff model, just some cosmetic variances, but it'll be a Talo exclusive. And we're working on something for our 50th anniversary coming up in 2024.
I'm probably not allowed to ask about that, am I?
I wouldn't tell you anyways.
Well, that's all right. That's the way it's supposed to be. But I would be remiss if I didn't say, because I know the company well and I know the guns well, that it's probably going to be a top seller, and it's probably going to be one of the coolest guns in your lineup. Would I be safe in that assessment anyway?
I mean, I hope so.
That's the goal, anyway.
It'll be hard to beat the Ranger to beat the break top, but. I think it'll be pretty cool.
It'll be hard to beat the what? The Ranger?
Oh,
I know.
Yeah.
You know, that's one that I don't have. I've got to get a hold of one of those. That gun is cool. So is that a top seller for you right now?
It does do really well for us. I don't know if it's quite on the top seller, but it's in the, I would say, top 10.
Oh, I'm going to pull that up while we're talking because I hadn't looked at that in a while. There it is. Oh, my gosh. That is a takeoff on the Sidewinder, is it not?
Yeah. A little bit of an improvement to that.
Tell us what the difference is between the Sidewinder, because most people who know North American Arms, there is a little bit of a learning curve to the North American Arms revolvers. You pull the cylinder out, load it, put it back in. There's the half cock and the notch and et cetera. We won't go into all that. It's a very easy learn, but it is a learning curve. And then the Sidewinder came out, and it was more like a traditional revolver where the cylinder pops out, stays attached. You don't have to detach it from the firearm. And it's really easy to load. It snaps back into place. What did the Ranger do to that design?
So the Ranger is like the classic style break top, like your old Smith & Wesson Schofield. So it's just a little bit different. You know, it doesn't matter left-handed, right-handed. It's just a classic. Just take on a classic.
And it's easy to load. I mean, the Sidewinder is easy to load, too. If I had to guess, I'm going to say that the Ranger would probably be even easier to load. Is that a fair guess?
A little bit easier, yeah.
Okay, because you've got to pull that. I don't even know what that's called that you pop out on the Sidewinder.
Like a latch.
Yeah, I guess a latch would be good, right?
On the Sidewinder?
Yeah.
The pin?
The pin. So we'll call it a pin, right?
Yeah, underneath the barrel, yeah, to pull it out.
See, I just go, pull that out. To me, it's that, right? Pull that out, and it's so cool because you don't have to detach the barrel. Now, that gun, though... Oh, see, we're getting it. Now we have to take a break. Okay, when we come back, I'll ask you a couple more questions, and then I want to get your take on some current events going on because there's just too much crazy stuff out there. We're talking with Jessica Jarvis from North American Arms. And Jessica, before we go to the break, I can't wait to see you again at SHOT. That's right around the corner. I hate to tell you that. We'll be back with Jessica from North American Arms right after this. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com.
That's DanielDefense.com. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, this is the year I'm asking you to go out of your way to support our partners that keep this program on the air. It's essential to our existence and to the ongoing fight for the Second Amendment. Our newest partner, the Crime Prevention Research Center at crimeresearch.org, headed by Dr. John Lott, is literally on the front line defending our freedoms and this program. While the anti-gunners spend millions spreading misinformation and lies, it's the CPRC and Dr. Lott advancing the real scientific understanding of the relationship between laws and gun ownership, improving the awareness and knowledge of this scientific understanding among the public, journalists, and policymakers, and enhancing public safety through these scientific advances, improving awareness and knowledge in the public eye. As a nonprofit, Dr. Lott needs our help to continue this groundbreaking research and getting it out to the public. Please, like I do, make a monthly donation, whatever amount, to the CPRC and help us tell the truth about our right to bear arms. You can do so at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Please help us today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
This final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me. Welcome back inside the Car Firearms Group studios. The Lead Slingers mic lit up for you, all presented by X Insurance. Please make it a priority to visit all of our partners that keep this program on the air. And I'm talking with a great partner of Armed American Radio, one of the oldest, North American Arms, Jessica Jarvis. Jessica, welcome back. Let's go right to you. How are you today?
Doing fabulous. Enjoying my Sunday. How are you?
I'm doing the same thing. This is my favorite day of the week. Most people say, how can it be your favorite day of the week? You got to work. Well, when you love what you do, and I get to sit here and talk with you, I just wish we were face-to-face like we were in Vegas. That was a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to that. You know, I reminded you, shots just around the corner. You know, next month, we're going to start getting updates on the 2023 SHOT Show. Can you believe that?
Oh, it's insane. I can't believe NRA is like a week away.
I know. And I'm going to miss you there because it's Memorial Day. I've got son getting out of school and all that stuff. I'm not going to make it to NRA. And that I'm bummed about that, but that's okay. I will be. I will tell you this, and I'll tell you live on the radio. I will be out in Utah in the next 8 weeks, and I will be reaching out to you when I'm out there, because I will be in your neck of the woods. Jessica, during the break, sometimes the best radio is the radio that you don't get to hear, because it occurs between Greg and I during the breaks. One of the things that we were talking about was my Sidewinder. I asked him if he was familiar with the gun. He had seen the gun, but he's never physically held the gun. And I reminded him of a very dear old friend of mine, George the Mad Ogre Hill, who referred to your guns years ago as the perfect gun to carry when you can't carry a gun. And I've never forgotten that. And my Sidewinder fits that bill. And I was telling Greg during the break that it is, in fact, to me, all of your guns are. But to me, that gun fits in such a way. It is literally the perfect carry gun. And I'm not afraid of the .22 for self-defense. People have said to me, what are you doing with a pea shooter? And my response is, well, tell you what, stand in front of me about 5 feet. I'm going to put two in your chest and one in your forehead, and let's see how the pea shooter works. No one's taking me up on that, right? But you literally manufacture the single best, as far as I'm concerned. They're just the perfect carry gun, and I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, thank you. I agree. I love them. I think they're great to go. I mean, I got one that goes in my bra. I can go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that's a great point. Now, let's talk about that, because we don't talk about that enough. But carrying that gun, females carry guns differently than males do. Let's go there for a second. So you've got holsters for those guns that I won't have, hopefully. Maybe not till I'm 80, right?
I hope not.
Hopefully not then either. But the fact of the matter is that that gun, when we say it's the perfect carry gun, that embodies that. You can carry that gun in multiple ways as a female, can you not?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do a garter. You can do an... a waistband, the bra, it's just as discreet as a male carrying it in their pocket.
Yeah, and you can carry traditionally with a pair of jeans outside the waistband. You can carry it off body. You can carry it in a pocketbook. You can carry it in your pocket. No matter what you're wearing, that gun will go with you. That's what I said there, just the absolute perfect carry guns. It's unbelievable. All right, Jessica, let's talk a little bit about some current events. We're getting some bad news out of Buffalo now, as you know. We're now getting late breaking news out of California. But here we go again. The key with Buffalo is there's just not. We have a quote from that's okay. We had a quote from someone. Greg, can you play that clip so that we can hear that? We talked about it with AWR. What was the individual saying? Let's see if we can pull this up real fast. I'm sorry, Greg, to catch off guard. Yeah, okay, he is working on it behind the scenes.
More people were armed and knew what they were doing with a gun. This is not the gun. It's the person with the gun that don't know how to act. This is not the gun. It's the person with the gun that don't know how to act. This is not the gun. It's the person with the gun that don't know how to act. Because after the security guard got shot, he got a gun shooting people still. More people were armed and knew what they were doing with a gun. This is not the gun. It's the person with the gun that don't know how to act.
Jessica, isn't that just the bottom line truth?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
What is it that certain people just can't figure that out, that they would want to keep their fellow citizens or their neighbors or even family members disarmed when they've got products like yours that are so perfect?
Right.
Can you explain the logic? I can't.
I can't. I don't understand it in the slightest.
I guess if we try, that's the age old question, ladies and gentlemen, is we just simply don't understand why more people don't think like that. Because this guy nailed it. After the security guard got shot, the killer was still killing people. If more people were armed, and I think we're going to see that, particularly in New York, you watch. Now, the media will never cover it, Jessica. We know that.
Of course.
But sadly, and then we move over to California. We don't know enough. What we can tell you is that this particular killing in California doesn't fit the media narrative that Buffalo does. So the information that we're getting is coming out slower. And honestly, we may not get any more information. We've seen that in the past. But what we do know is in gun-controlled states like California and New York, we will begin seeing more people armed, particularly after this New York case. Now, you're in Utah. You've got great gun laws in the state of Utah. You carry a gun in the state of Utah. You're a constitutional carry state. You have been for years. So,
yeah, I think we just recently became constitutional, though. That just passed, I want to say, within the last year or so.
Yeah, you're right about that. It was 1 to 2 years. But you've always had really favorable gun laws. Your concealed carry permit is one of the most sought after in the country, more so than Florida, because of the reciprocity. And as constitutional carry begins or continues its movement across the country, more people are still going to be seeking that Utah permit. And we're not going to see those numbers drop at all. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, we haven't even seen orders slow down as of yet. I know a lot of other companies have, but we are still still rolling them in.
Well, that was my next question, because the backup, as we know, Carr Firearms, as I know, was still about 15 months out. How are you guys as far as getting back up in line? You're not seeing any slowdown, so you're still that far out. How far out is North American Arms?
We're minimum a year out.
Oh, my gosh. Greg, did you hear that?
That's amazing.
A solid year out. I remember when it was just a few months. Do you anticipate that to get longer? Is the wait going to be longer?
Well, I would hope not. I hope that we can meet production continue to meet production and at least maintain. You know, a year is the worst possibility.
So what is your advice? I guess right now it's just kind of, I'm going to guess that you would say the same thing that Justin said at Carr when I asked him that question a few months ago. Order the gun and get on the list. If you find one in the shop that's out there because they are shipping, grab it while you can get it. If not, get on the list and wait, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Grab whatever you can get your hands on if you're just wanting an NAA, and definitely put one on order. Tech Online website, those are great sources. You can join our forum. There's always people selling on there. A lot of opportunities.
And you can also pick them up at Gun Broker and some of the used ones as well. Mm-hmm. These are great guns, guys. Jessica, we're getting ready to end this hour. I want to thank you for being here. Always fun. Can't wait to get you face-to-face in a face-to-face interview again when we can have some fun and spend some more time together and show some of these firearms on Armed American Radio's video screen, which would be an awful lot of fun. Jessica Jarvis, North American Arms. If you do not have one of these mini revolvers, get one. If you can't find it in your shop, get on the list. Look at Gun Broker. They're out there. But I'm telling you, these are the single they're perfect. They are the perfect carry gun. You should always have one with you. Believe me, it's a great firearm. North American Arms and a longtime partner of Armed American Radio. When we come back, a roundtable that you're not going to want to miss. With everything going on current event-wise, I can promise you some fantastic commentary from Neil, Brad, and Justin. Until we meet in the next hour, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you on the flip side of this hour.
I hate the lift.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.